The European Court of Human Rights fined Ireland €15,000 on Thursday for preventing a Lithuanian cancer sufferer from having an abortion when she claimed her life was in danger without the procedure. However, the court upheld Ireland's laws against abortion in the case of two other women who were seeking to overturn the country's laws, which are the most pro-life in Europe. The court ruled that Ireland did not enforce its own laws which allow for abortion in cases where the life of the mother is at stake. Joseph Meaney is Director of International Coordination for Human Life International. He says the court ruling will not cause much change to the pro-life protections in Ireland, but that the case is still worrying.
Well, probably it's not going to change very much, fortunately. The case, you know, involved three women, and two of them were ruled by the European Court of Human Rights as not having a valid case. The only case that was upheld was that of the Lithuanian woman who had a cancer and feared that her life was in danger if she did not have an abortion. And what the court did is it ruled that the Irish Constitution allows abortion in the case a woman's life is in danger. And so they said that Ireland itself had not fulfilled its own laws, its own constitutional requirement, and therefore they ruled in favor of the plaintiff on that case. But the other cases, which would have really caused abortion on demand, were rejected by the European Court.
Now, isn't it true that although there are laws that would allow abortion in certain cases in Ireland, that there aren't really any doctors in Ireland who can do that because the Irish Medical Association won't allow abortion?
That's correct. I mean, performing an abortion is considered a violation of the code of ethics of the medical doctors in Ireland, and so any doctor who did perform an abortion would face some sanctions, possible sanctions anyway, from the Irish Medical Association. However, in the case of an abortion performed to save the life of the mother, quote-unquote, which is a specific provision of the Irish Constitution, that doctor would probably not be prosecuted.
What do you think the impact of these rulings will be? It ruled in favor of one woman. It ruled against the other two women. Is this overall going to be a bad thing for pro-life actors in Europe, or a good thing that they did actually uphold that a constitution can be have pro-life provisions?
That's right. It's definitely a mixed ruling. It doesn't change an extraordinary amount. I mean, what it basically says is it's working towards a right to abortion in the case of the life of the mother. But it's saying clearly that countries have the right to make their own laws with regard to abortion on demand, with regard to abortion for social reasons, with regard to, you know, 99% of abortion cases. And even the case of, you know, abortion to save the life of the mother, I mean, technologically that is becoming less and less of an issue because it's becoming more and more scientifically feasible to treat the child and the mother without recourse to abortion. So I think, by and large, this ruling is not going to change an extraordinary amount. I mean, what it does do is it encourages the pro-abortion side, and this was a tactic of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, the Irish Family Planning Association is their local affiliate in Ireland, to go after the courts to try and, you know, change laws and get court rulings that will be in their favor. They didn't get everything they wanted this time, but they got something, so they'll probably be encouraged to come and try again.